Yeah, there's Soft Cell, Tainted Love here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 15th of January, just 6.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning to you.
Oh my God.
What's the story with you? What are you doing?
What a mad start to a day.
Yeah, what happened to you? Was it a sleepy thing or a car trouble thing or what was going on for
you? No, you see, the farmers are in town today. They're coming in to protest.
Right.
And I have to go to the city after this, so they're warning everyone to use public transport there. Oh, I can do better than that. I'll use a motorbike.
Right.
So I went out with all my motorbike gear to start a motorbike.
Yeah.
That's what I did. But normally I push it up the lane. I take it out of the car park and push it up the lane before it starts because it's not awake people.
Right.
Very early.
Very considerate of you. Very considerate. A good neighbour you are, sir.
And then it wouldn't start.
Oh, no.
I was like, how am I going to push this backwards now? Back into the up the hill and everything. And sure, I was parked on gravel and I didn't know. So the motorbike fell with me and underneath it.
Oh, blooming
heck. And I had to lift it up and then push it back about 2 inches an hour all the way back into the flipping car park. And then when I finally got it into the flipping car park, I put it all together. I was like,
let's go for a light down.
I was after doing like a full gym session. And then I ran, changed my jacket over the colder, jumped into the car and went, I must have leaving the gates open and not locking the bike.
Oh, God's sake.
So I had to go back around and lock everything all up. And by the time I got back into the car, sure, I was actually panicking. It was 6:15 and I was still in Black Rock over the south side going, this isn't the best start of the day.
So isn't going well.
I said, I don't think I'm going to make it. So I got in just as Tara was doing the news, so it was all right. But it's been a bit of a mad start to the day.
That's mad stuff.
Bit of a mad start to the day, yeah. So
whereabouts are the farmers doing their business?
Oh, they're going into the city, in Dublin City, protesting again today. So do not, if you can at all avoid it, do not go in. They're saying, like, it's going to be, they're expecting the traffic to start being really bad from about 10 a.m.
Right.
So even if coming in the M7, if you're coming in the M9, if you're coming in those major routes into the city, it's got to be Kapaloo.
When you say coming in,
Kapaloo, that's a word I haven't used in years.
Yeah, but going out, obviously, that'll be a doddle.
Going out, getting out of the
city. Until what time? Are they going home at any particular time?
I tell you, no idea.
I'm bearing in mind our need to go to Cork today. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Will it affect us in any way, shape or form? Do we need to time this?
Judging by the way my month's been going, absolutely we're in trouble. Absolutely we're going to get caught up in it.
We're going to end up in between a couple of Massey Fergusons.
Oh, God.
At some point. Wow, what a start you've had.
What a start. What a mad start.
Happy hump day, PJ.
Thank you very much. Someone asked me, any damage to the bike? I don't know, Fred. I didn't even look. I just ran out of there like a blue-arsed fly.
That's very nice of you, Fred. Nobody turned around and going, PJ, you didn't hurt yourself around PJ, did you?
No, that doesn't seem to be the theme.
You didn't scrape the bike, did you?
No, I think, ha ha ha, thank God I'm not you, is the theme of the text message.
Oh, yeah. It's good to be in Ireland sometimes.
Oh, God, I tell you something, anyway, what a mad week. This month has been kicking the back of the trousers off me.
Right, 9.5 minutes.
Is it literally the 15th?
It's the 15th.
Oh, my God, we're only halfway through.
There you are now. Happy hump day, everybody. 9.5 minutes past 6 o'clock. Welcome along. Good to have you with us. It's been a wonderful start to the morning so far. Things can only get better, I promise you.
I'm going for a lie down.
Having said that, I've just seen the birthdays. Sure, I barely recognise them myself, to be perfectly honest.
Oh, thank God for that. I might actually know these ones for a change.
Santana, Rob Thomas doing the singy bits. Of course, Santana and Smooth here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Going to play that for PJ this morning.
Well, Rob Thomas isn't in Santana, is he not?
No, he's in Matchbox 20.
Jeez, that's the name of a band, is it?
Yeah.
Matchbox 20.
Yeah.
I suppose it's worse. It's worse. I've heard worse.
Anyway, 14 minutes past 6 o'clock. We're playing that for PJ because he hasn't had the smoothest of mornings so far.
The smoothest
things
of
haven't months. Been running smooth.
No, and to be honest with you, this is nearly the best day of the month so far.
Anyway, listen. We've only got 4 birthdays for you to get through, right? It's a weird bunch, this, I can tell you.
Okay, good
right?
stuff, yeah. So, I'm into a weird bunch this
here
morning.
Here we go. Oh, straight off the bat, it's the birthday of Frank Boff.
What the hell is that? Frank Boff!
Don't pretend like you don't know him.
What, Frank Boff?
Frank Boff.
No, you're going to have to give me a clue here because I haven't a riddler's who Frank Boff is, what he does.
Right.
Or even if he's a real person or a cartoon character or whatever.
I'll see if I can give you an audio clue, will I?
Yeah.
Let me just see if I can.
Frank Boff.
Let me see if I can find this
of
audio clue.
This
here.
Of course, there'll be a name like this with the month that's in it. I'll tell you one thing I'm
right,
proud of myself.
Here we go,
for.
Here we go. Right. Here's your audio clue. How about that?
Has the penny dropped? Match of the day, huh?
That's grandstand.
I know.
Yeah. So he was the host of Grandstand for years.
I
he did a bit
hear
of breakfast
that music
TV.
And just think Dickie Davis. But he
was World of Sport, you see.
Yeah, that's it, of course. Yeah.
So
God,
Frank
I remember Grandstand well. God, it was brilliant.
But I thought you might have...
Here's just enough to tease you about every sport, not enough to know what's actually going on anywhere.
I thought, though, that apart from him actually, like his proper job, I thought you might remember Frank Boff because he got into a spot of bother.
Did he?
Yeah, because like he wasn't a young man, and he was caught taking the old white powder and wearing ladies' lingerie and all.
He was not.
At sex parties.
What a legend. Was he? That's it.
And then his career ground to a halt because he was like,
that'll happen now. That'll happen.
Like, even when he was, I assume, a younger man, he never looked like a young man, if you know what I mean.
I know what you mean, yeah.
Can you visualise him in your head now?
I do, yeah. Frank I can Bob. See him now. He's an elder man now, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Jeepers, that's gassing. I always wonder why somebody who's world famous out there and why he can't just not go to a sex party. Do you know? Like, I don't even like going to a normal party.
Exactly.
Never mind a party where someone's running around a nip wearing a lead or something. You know, I don't know why you can't just not do that. I don't know.
But
especially the old
Colombian margin powder
and the
ladies lingerie
and a leather helmet and a dress on or something. Do you not think this might get you into trouble? We should just not do it.
Yeah. Or do you not think that? I'd say it's a fair chance. Like, what with me being on national television and all, there's a fair chance someone might recognise me.
Might take a picture. Obviously the days before the smartphone, I suppose.
Can you imagine the fun you'd have had with that at the time? I don't know when in this series of it. It would have been, I suppose, at the relatively close to the peak of his career.
Jeepers.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, the 80s, sir. He thought no one was watching that, I suppose. But anyway, Frank Boff,
Sorry, imagine interrupting him there, wearing ladies' lingerie with a whole load of Colombian margin powder hanging around his nose and going, listen, you don't have a tip for the 4:15 at Leicester, do you?
Yeah, I got loads of them. I got to say, Frank Boff then is like...
a young man now.
No, I'd say he's like 81.
Not bad, 87.
Oh, 87. Jeepers, he's much older than that.
Right, what about this? One part of a legendary production team that gave us the likes of Kylie Minogue and Jason Donovan and Rick Astley and all the rest of it.
I know where you're going with this.
Yep, it's Pete Waterman's birthday today.
I knew you were going to say him. Pete Waterman. Didn't he have a show of his own? Yes, he did. The Hitman and Whore.
That was it.
He did The Hitman and Whore.
With Michaela Strachan.
That's the one, yeah. And it was a great show. It was actually really good. About live gig music, and that's what it was. The two of them, as if they're hanging out the back of a nightclub.
Was that a Channel 4 thing or an Early Sky thing or something? Or no?
I think it was Channel 4, but I could be wrong. But he was very good at it. Even though now I look at him and I think he's a bit creepy looking.
Can you remember which one he is? Is he the one that looks a bit like Stringfellow?
Yes. He's got one of those string mullets, actually, is exactly what he looks like. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he one of those that you look at it in the 80s and you thought, yeah, he's hanging on, he's not too on, and then you look at it now and go, you dirty old who are you?
Yeah. Yeah. I bet you were there with Frank Boff, were you?
I bet you'd be wearing a lead and a leather helmet running around. So I gotta say, he's like, sure, he made Rick Astley and Kylie Minogue and all of them.
They were just churning them out.
I'd say he's like 72.
Not bad at all. 73.
Fart.
That's a good effort.
I haven't got one right in a long time now.
Ah, you did. You got one.
Spillane. The Kerry player.
I suppose it's
Mick
bad.
Spillane.
If the literally one sticks in your mind, that's probably a bad
sign. Yeah, it's been a while.
The exception proves the rule.
Yeah. One right since we got back.
Right, what about this? One of your own. Well, one half of what was a very famous comedy act. Again, 80s or 90s would they have been? Anyway, it's Gareth Hale of Hale and Pace.
Oh, yeah.
I think he was the bigger lad, was he?
The big lad with the mustache.
Was that him?
Yeah, that jeepers, they were great. Or maybe they were crap, but I loved them at the time.
Yeah.
And they were part of that. You couldn't be a comedian on your own at that stage. It was about six, 4 years where it was all duos. Cannonball, Hale and Pace.
Yeah.
Les Minton Jones. You just had these duos were everywhere.
Everywhere.
And they were all kind of had something very in common. That they were all a little bit Robin, Markham and Wise.
Everybody was trying to recreate that.
Yeah. One of them was straight and he was a professional. The other one was a bit of a tick. Didn't know what he was doing. I mean, that's such a tired format. Isn't it? You'd never get away with that now, is all I'm
saying. Ridiculous. Lazy, isn't it?
Yeah,
just lazy.
I mean, honest to God, I mean, it wasn't even natural. It wasn't even a natural thing.
Yeah, nobody behaves like that, for God's sake.
At least it was on television. Imagine trying that on the radio or something. Never work.
Never.
So he's definitely a fair age as well. Like, he's in the 70s too.
No, he's not.
All right, well, then he's late 60s then. 68 then.
67.
Fart off, life. Go to bed with yourself. Right. Second month.
And this last one is one of these guys that for a while was in absolutely everything. He was like the Northern Ireland version of Simon Delaney. Right?
Right.
James Nesbitt.
Yes, he is in everything. Yeah. I saw him in another movie there the other night. Some stupid old thing of a witchy thing.
His one redeeming character is that he's a massive Manchester United fan.
Yeah, he seems like a decent fella. Yeah. Every time I've seen him interviewed.
There was a thing where Fergie was doing this thing up in the conference centre here. There was some night.
Oh, right,
and,
yeah.
Myself and Dan went along to it, and he was the interviewer.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Somebody else was there.
And did he come across well? Yeah.
Yeah, I think he. I've never met him. I've never met him face to face.
Well, we must be the only two that didn't meet him because he was for a while there. Now that was the definition of overexposed. He was on everything all the time, to the point that if you see, you were sitting down in the cinema going, "I tell you something. I know this is Lord of the Rings now, but if that Nordy lad sticks his nose into this as well, I'm going to scream. I can't even turn on the news without seeing him."
Yeah.
They were there going, "And in violence today erupted in the north. We don't have actual pictures, so here's James Nesbitt. A picture in his recent play about what's happening." You were like, I can't
he was
not
everywhere.
See this fella. He's literally everywhere.
Jimmy Nesbitt.
He's what? A little bit up. 50. He's 52. 51.
He's 55.
Oh, you big arse. I need a break in the day. I need a break in the day.
Right. You have a lie down there for a moment.
I will do. I'm going to do a Frank Boff now after January. You're going to catch me in my knickers running on the Lewis with a dog collar on.
And now you're up to date on the home of the No Repeat 7-7, putting €1,000 on the line every hour. This is Classic Hits.
6:33. Thanks, Tara. How are you? All excited about your general election, are you?
News people.
It's like a Christmas thing for news
people.
It's like a Netflix show
or something that you get really stuck into.
Do you know what? It is, and it really is. And I've loved them all my life and all my working life. I've loved them, and I love going in and doing commentary and, you know, observing. I love going to count centres. I love all of it.
Oh, jeepers.
Yeah, news people get so into it.
I think I've reached an age where I'm just gone, right, I'm over that now.
Yeah.
Because yesterday, I mean, I was on the phone here yesterday going, "Is he really going up to the park? Is he really? Really?" And then once it was done, it was like, oh, right,
fair enough, yeah.
Job's
election.
And it is one. This is definitely back to the old days election, isn't it? It's two cheeks of the same arse fighting to be in control, really, isn't it?
Kind of. But I mean, I have to say, I did feel sorry. I had to go to a meeting in my daughter's school last night, and so I was driving kind of around the Whitehall area and back to my own part of town. And the poor Egypts up on ladders at lamppost.
Oh my God, it was so fast.
It was lashing rain. It was freezing cold. And they're all up there with their big boards.
God, I forgot about that. I'm going to have to look at all of them for the next 3 weeks.
They were up within seconds. Leo literally went, "And the election will be," and he didn't even get to the T in the 8.
Yeah.
And they were running up the polls.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable.
Oh my God, it was mad.
They were saying that like it was so early, like that there was posters up before he even went to talk to Higgins yesterday.
Well, I don't know about that. Now that's illegal. So if there you may say that,
PJ, but those of us who value our careers couldn't possibly.
That's what I heard.
As I say, we'd like to disassociate ourselves from everything that PJ Gallagher says.
Ever.
Fleetwood Mac, Little Lies, and Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl. Just ahead of that, here are Classic Hits. Waking Up Happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for doing that. It's almost 18 minutes to 7 o'clock. Waking Up Happy, as I say, here at Classic Hits on this Wednesday. And we have to say a very special hi to Stephen, right?
Yeah.
Because Stephen is a taxi driver. He's from Athy, but at the moment, he's listening to us in sunny Thailand.
Oh, yeah.
So he's gone from Athy to Athyland.
To Athyland.
Type
of Thailand. Yes,
but the thing about it is, the reason we're saying hello is because he's been listening for a long, long time. But it's the first time he's actually got in touch. First time he's actually, you know, got on to say hi and blah, blah, blah. So he's over there for a month and he promises he's going to listen every day for a month.
You better. We're going to be checking in.
You better believe it.
We know where you're staying.
Yeah. And also, since we're on the subject of people who are in far-flung destinations, there's Anne-Marie, who's literally listening to us from the Strip in Las Vegas.
Get out of it.
Yeah. Just listening to you from our hotel room in Las Vegas, getting ready to hit the town. Enjoy your day.
Oh, have a great one. You're going to have an amazing time. This is actually a great time to be in Las Vegas.
That's on my bucket list.
Much quieter than normal. Like, and I know you think, really quiet? Yeah, no, you want it to be as quiet as possible because it's still mad.
Because even quiet is mad.
Because it's still mad, yeah.
Vegas is definitely on my bucket list. I'd like to do it.
Disneyland for adults. That's all I... That's the Disneyland.
I mean, I've heard, like,
kids aren't allowed.
4 days is kind of... That'd be enough
now. You couldn't take any more than that.
Yeah.
You couldn't. Like, if you did any more than that, you're never leaving. I'd say it's like that, you know, that way.
It's because you lost all your money and you have to stay there.
Yeah, all the taxi men. You get in, start talking to the taxi men in Las Vegas and they're all came for a weekend and then lost all their money and they're always trying to win it back and everything. It's a mad old town.
Oh my God.
Mad old town.
How long were you there for?
Well, I was there. How many times? I've been there 3 times now.
And were they all fun? There was no work involved in any of them. They weren't filming.
No, one of them was a working trip, yeah.
Right.
But that was the one I went the maddest on. So, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? That was the one we all went for, Kapalu. And I'm using Kapalu a lot this morning.
That's happening a lot, yeah. That's okay. That's the new one. That's the phrase of the day. anyway, listen, wherever you're listening to us, we're happy for you to be listening. Thanks so much. It's much appreciated. Wherever you're listening, we're genuinely grateful for all listeners from all sorts of places. By the way, a couple of inquiries just about, you know, you made that thing that you made some prediction about... running around in your underwear on the Lewis or something?
Yeah, yeah. Well, it was the prediction. It was like, it was something that I feel like doing. The month has been going bad.
Yeah,
I'm going to do a Frank Boff on it.
As a reaction.
Yeah, except sex parties. I'm not into that. That's all a bit too...
The best you can manage
sleazy.
Is the Lewis.
I think I'll just lose my mind slowly and take off my shorts and
just
run around the Lewis.
People want to establish whether or not they will be your own underwear. You'll be wearing.
Is this... I swear to God, I actually regret ever having told you that story. I do.
You should regret taking another man's undergarments.
It was an accident. I did not purposely steal the underpants of another man on purpose. I did not do it.
I tell you something. Around about the time that the scandal hit Frank Boff, he was coming out with this kind of guff as well, he was. That was not... I picked those. I was wearing that lingerie by accident.
Oh, my God.
Right? That lead around my neck... I don't know who put that there.
I was picking up a dog poo and I've nowhere to put it.
And somebody mistook me for a Labrador and put that on me and I don't know what was going on.
Outrageous.
That was Frank Boff's denial.
This is slander. I'm going to join a choir like Frank Boff did to try and clean up the image.
yeah, exactly. Join the choir. Anyway, listen, 087-188-0008 if you want to get us on WhatsApp. All the usuals on the way for you today. We're going to have a go at the old Vitamin Blockbusters. We've got another great hamper to give away. Of course, the weekend, luxury weekend to be won at the end of the week, so you can get your name into that to qualify. Hitbit, of course, on the way. We've topped the grand. And we've got, I think, it's still a relatively low score to beat on the Breakfast Table quiz, too.
It is. What is it, actually? We've passed here. 7 is the score
Probably
to
about
beat.
Seven,
yeah.
Is it?
So
like
7,
that, yeah.
So 8 or more puts you into the lead for the Breakfast Table quiz. And it's 1,020 quid on the hit bit.
Yeah. And what was the... And of course, today... That's what it was. I knew there was something I was forgetting. Today, the gang, PJ and Mike and myself, we all head off to Cork because we're going to be doing the show live from Cork, from South Mallon, Cork, tomorrow morning. And we are looking, because we all travel separately, because honestly...
We can't handle much of each other. Imagine being in here together and then having to talk to each other in real life.
Six hours a day is probably... That's probably pushing it, really, as it is.
Ah, yeah. No, then get into a car.
Yeah. And for most of those hours, Mike's even in a different room.
I know, and even he still finds it hard to put up.
He still struggles.
And I don't blame him.
So
I don't blame him.
We're looking for road entertainment.
But yeah,
not in the Frank Boff style. Can
you
just point
that out?
How
do you entertain yourself in the car, and how can we do it? I'm mad for the audiobooks.
Mm.
But I'm listening to one about serial killers, and it's not the month to be doing it.
Yeah.
Not
the month you're having, anyway.
No, like, I'm walking around now and I'm just...
I tell you what might be a good read. Frank Boff's autobiography.
Yeah, get me here. If there's an audio version of that.
We're straight in. Anyway, look, we'll tell you more about that after 7. Yeah, you can't hurry, though. Phil Collins here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 15th of January, almost 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good to have you with us, folks. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout very shortly, of course, we'll be giving you the chance to get involved in our competition this week, our Vitamin Blockbusters, as we've kind of nicknamed it.
Vitamin Blockbusters, yeah.
What are we missing at the moment? We did A and B, did we?
Yeah, we did A and B, so we have C, D, E. That's what we have left. So CD and E are left, yeah.
Anyway, that's on the way very shortly. But in the meantime...
Yeah, in the meantime. Unbelievable, eh? Apparently the Beardy Boys are still out front when it comes to the... What would you say? The laws of attraction. Look at Mike is delighted with himself, dancing around.
Oh, my God. We're playing straight into his hands, PJ.
Well, let's play into his hands and then bite back, I suppose, is the way we'll take it. Women are apparently more attracted to men with beards because they make them seem more physically and socially dominant. Are you serious? Has anyone ever looked at Mike Hogan? More socially and physically dominant. Are you serious? Yeah, so apparently they may not, but they might not be a sign of cleanliness, which is a good thing. So they are attracted to men who have beards, but they're afraid of catching lice off them. I'm glad at least there's a negative here when it comes to this sort of survey.
Is that a serious finding? They're afraid they'll catch lice.
Well, okay, right. I may have thrown in lice, okay, but they don't think that they're hygienic. They don't think they're hygienic.
What a brilliant add-on to a story.
Well,
the scientists who did that story are going, who put lice in? Why did you put lice? No, I didn't. Where did you get lice from?
I put it in. I have spent my entire life living with other humans, and I'm putting lice in as the voice of experience. So there you go. So women, women who didn't like hairy faces could have been put off by these evolutionary fear of, you know, bad hygiene and, you know, dirty fellas and all that.
Right.
But apparently on the whole, so researchers quizzed 1,000 women in the US. Now, the US is a different old kettle of nonsense as well.
Yeah.
On their attitudes towards facial hair and in potential and long-haired partners. Generally, full-bearded men with strong masculine faces and solid jawlines and wide cheekbones were rated as the most attractive. Can I just say something? Anyone I see with a beard is the most unmasculine. Like, you get lads walking around with beards and top knots and they're flat white. They haven't even put a pair of socks on them. Have you seen these lads going around? They're dressed like lumberjacks with no socks and a pair of shoes on walking around. Have you seen them?
Yeah,
and they're a top knot. They're dressed like lumberjacks, like they survive in the woods. You can't even survive a slagging down the pub. Go away with yourself sort yourself out.
Sure,
go away.
Dealing with food that they, you know, can't kind of like, you know, wouldn't
be normal.
Can't
even survive a sandwich with gluten in it.
What, yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? They're like, dressed like a lumberjack, like a woodsman.
Hey, did you tell, you never told me there was gluten in the bread, man. I'm gonna get the runs on my eco and my electric car going home. Get out of it.
And the only other batch then are the people who have grown it for a very specific reason, and it's probably to hide their face.
Yeah, well, you know, this is the thing. You're very true. They're hiding their... Because they have a head like... A face that looks like it was drawn onto a pear. With a pen. Get out of it.
Now, I know people listening might think, obviously you're going to say that because the pair of you don't have beards. No, that's not it at all,
that's
is it, PJ?
That's not it at all. You might say,
just because you pair can't grow decent beards. No.
No, that's not it either. I'll go the other way. You're right to take this direction. For example, I have a lot of tattoos. I'm a heavily tattooed person.
Right.
Now, there was a time when you looked at people who had tattoos and you thought, sailor.
Oh, my God, yeah. You know, vagabond.
He obviously got tattooed. He lives such a mad life, he could be dead tomorrow.
Yeah.
Sailor, gangster, biker. You know,
yeah.
Now you look at people full of tattoos and you think, this is another avocado vegan now. I'm going to have to wait to see this fella's now. He's going to be Instagramming his pancakes now in a minute. You know, so
I suppose we should, in the interest of balance, now that we're in election season, in the interest of balance, we're going to have to get the word from an actual bearded kind of, you know...
A bearded individual. Yeah, right.
So,
just listen to you there, lads. Jealousy is a terrible thing. There's no doubt about it. That was an assault on the bearded people of Ireland.
It was, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, it was, yeah.
Well, look,
yeah.
It wasn't us that said that you're unclean, right? It was scientists.
He said we have lice.
Scientists said you're unclean.
Yeah.
That's all he said. He said, look, women do find you attractive, apparently, more attractive than your hairless friends, but apparently they do fear that they will catch something off you.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough. That's for, as you say, the lumberjacks with the big giant sandy beards. Not I, lads, with a trim, nice, cut beard.
Yeah, I suppose he's got more of a dictatorial beard, doesn't he? Like you say, you know, he's been involved in a coup that took over a country, you know?
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I didn't have a beard. And I always hear this every year they're either in or they're out. They're in or they're out. But they're more in than they're ever out. Yeah. So I'm happy.
Mind you, to be honest with you, you know the way I said there are people who grow beards to hide their face?
Yeah. Right.
Michael is a bit like that. Not because he has an unpleasant face, just that when he takes his beard off, he suddenly becomes 9 years old.
Yeah.
It's the funniest thing ever. It's like that movie Big. He takes his beard off and he reverts back to a lad who could be on a tricycle.
I know. It's like when you see a friend of yours and he shaves his head for charity or something and you realise his head isn't even round.
Hey, Soul Sister and Train here at Classic Hits.
I'm getting in trouble now. The bearded men of Ireland are giving out to me. They're not having any of my nonsense.
I don't know. There's a few. Alan and Ennis text in to say, "Hi, lads. You just asked Mike to defend the bearded ones and somehow tried to justify them looking a bit masculine. Mike has a voice that sounds like he's going through puberty." Says Alan and Ennis.
God.
Oh my God, harsh, Michael. Yeah, that's harsh.
That's very harsh.
Not nearly as harsh, mind, as who is that? Let me just find out who. Garrett in Limerick. I don't even know if I'm brave enough to read out Garrett's text.
What did he say? When you said it,
is it about me, is it?
No, it's not.
He actually said when we were going to hear from someone with a beard, he thought we were going to hear from Tara, he said, which is outrageous. Outrageous thing to say.
Garrett,
she will find you, I tell you. She will find you.
Sorry if we're slagging lags with beards. I meant to include all the women with beards as well.
Right, let's give you the chance to win. If you want to get involved in this, you just get the word win and your own name onto a WhatsApp. Get it into us on 087-188-0008. So here's what it's all about. All this week, we want to help keep you and your family well this January. With thanks to Vitabiotics Well Range, their vitamin support for the whole family. Well baby, well kind, well teen, well man, well woman. They're all there, the full range to cover all the bases. They all contain over 20 nutrients to help maintain vitality and wellness. Vitamins like B6 and B12 and vitamin D to help you stay energized and keep your immune system healthy, and they're available at your local pharmacy. So that's what it's all about. We've a hamper of the Vitabiotics Well range to win every day.
We do, and it's very easy to win. You pick a letter that corresponds to one of those vitamins, or vitamins. C, D and E are the ones that are left. A and B are gone. The answer of the question I ask you will begin with one of those letters.
Exactly.
It's as simple as that. And look, we've been doing it the last couple of days. There's no reason to change now. We'll do everything we can to help you get it right.
Absolutely. And of course, if you do get it right, you get that hamper, as I mentioned. But you also go in at the end of the week to our draw for a luxury weekend getaway to Wineport Lodge with dinner on one of those evenings and two Voya Spa treatments to enjoy while you're there as well. All with thanks to Vitabiotics Well Range. So if you want to get involved, let us know that you fancy playing. Somebody's going to come on with us, answer one of those questions, and hopefully give themselves a chance to win. So your name and the word win onto a WhatsApp at 087-188-0008. Fast love from George Michael. 21 minutes to 8 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday. Hitbit on the way. Still time to get involved in that. 087-188-0008. No guesses, just let us know if you want to play. Speaking of which, we're going to play right now with thanks to Vitabiotics Well Range. Vitamin support for the whole family. All sorts of brands to cover all sorts of people in your family. Well baby, well kind, well teen, well man, well woman. Whatever category you fall into, you can enjoy over 20 nutrients to help maintain vitality and wellness. Courtesy of the Vitabiotics Well Range. You've got a hamper of all of those good stuff to give to you every day. And then this luxury getaway, weekend getaway to the Wineport Lodge. Dinner on one of the evenings and two Voya Spa treatments could be yours.
Sounds absolutely deadly, and it is a vitamin blockbuster, so it's pretty simple. The answer corresponds with one of the letters in the vitamins.
Yep.
Now, two of them are gone, A and B are gone, C, D and E are left, and Daniel Moore in Cork is going to play. How are you, Daniel?
Not too bad this morning, how are you?
Not bad at all.
Great stuff, Daniel. Thanks for asking.
We're on our way to your neck of the woods now fairly shortly.
You're always welcome down here, PJ.
I genuinely love Cork.
You're like an adopted Cork son, aren't you?
Well, I was born in Cork. People forget that, you know what I mean?
There you go, yeah.
I'm sorry to...
Listen to Daniel Day-Lewis here now doing the old dual passport thing here. Listen to this.
Yeah, I'm a little bit of a mongrel, so I am, Daniel. I don't know what I am.
We love you down here anyway, PJ.
Thanks, Daniel.
Don't go giving him a big head, Dan, for God's sake.
We love you too, Jim.
Oh, well, that's okay then. I love you too, Cork.
How do you feel about lads with beards?
Speaking as a fellow with one myself. No,
all right.
Okay.
My God, Daniel's literally, he's ticked every box
he's
today.
Right, Daniel, we need to give you a letter. C, D and E are left. What do you think?
I go with D.
D.
D for Daniel,
oh, of course, yeah. Makes sense.
Right, so, Daniel, here's your question. What D is the French word often used to describe a person's bum?
That would be derrière.
Yes!
There you go, well done. So you're a winner straight away, and you get to cross your fingers.
Absolutely, yeah. So straight away, you're walking away with that hamper of the Vitabiotics Well range, all of those goodies there and there for you. That's yours regardless, and into the draw you'll go for the great weekend break to the Wine Port Lodge as well. So well done, Daniel. Good stuff. Well played.
Thanks, lad.
Have a cracking day, man.
Thanks very much. Have
cheers.
A good one.
See
bye-bye
you, boss.
Now.
Good luck.
That was cool, wasn't it? There straight away. Go. No, didn't even need a hint.
No, but
I was trying to think what hint would I give if he needed a hint. I was going to probably do me Phil Coulter singing, you know.
Oh, what
there
would that
was
be?
Music there in the derriere.
Oh, I'm actually disappointed he didn't need a hint now.
Anyway, so that's D scratched off. It means C and E are our final vitamins remaining for you to play with us again tomorrow on the show. Another chance to win the hamper and maybe get in to win the luxury break.
Classic hits.
And now, the Hit Bit with Woodland Motor Company. Finding a quality used car can be a little hit and miss. Finally, find the deal you can rely on. WoodlandMotorCo.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
Hit Bit. Oh, it would have been higher today. Less gravelly today.
Oh, it's hard to try and bring it
show
up there.
Show your upper range.
Ah, let's be honest, it didn't really work. But I went for it. I went for it. Something different. So now that is it. It is €1,020 on the Hit Bit this morning. Quite a chunk of change. Never gone below a grand for a while. And this is what it sounds like. And it's all for you if you can tell us what bit of a hit is the classic Hit Bit. So Louise Carlton is in Cork for us this morning. Hiya, Louise.
Hi, PJ, how are you?
Not bad at all. How's things with you, Louise?
Good, thanks, good.
Yeah, any plans ahead for you?
No, work today, unfortunately.
Right, are you in the car now, or what are you doing, hiding out?
Yeah, just in the car, yeah. Just about to go in now, shortly.
Are you on your own?
Yeah.
Oh, good stuff, yeah. We're all doing that later. We'll tell you a little bit about that. We're all the three very lonely car journeys coming up, and we wouldn't have it any other way. Let's try and give you a few quid, so, Louise, what do you think it is?
Is it Go West, King of Wishful Thinking?
Oh!
I right.
Definitely haven't had that. I like that song. What do you think, Mike?
You must be queen of wishful thinking if you think that's right.
Oh.
It's wrong.
Okay, no bother.
Sorry, that was a feeble effort, Michael. That was,
yeah.
I mean, you literally just changed one word.
Well, that's all that was required.
He did it with confidence. He delivered
did.
It with great confidence.
He did. Have a good day, Louise. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, you too.
Cheers. Bye. Bye-bye now.
Right, Zara Hale is next. Hiya, Zara.
Hello, how are you?
How are you? What part of the country are you in, Zara?
I am from County Clare on the way to Limerick.
Oh, very good. Right, so you're on the road in the car too?
I am, yeah. Very same as Louise, yeah. Just sitting on the side of the road now, hoping I get this right.
Sitting on good the side stuff. Of the road, right. Okay. Zara, let's do it. What do you think?
I'm really hoping it is Freedom by Wham.
Ah!
Right. Freedom, Michael.
Zara.
The Wham version.
Fortunately, it's not right.
Sorry
about
okay.
that. But try again. Just call the offices, call the studio, and just ask for me because I'm your man.
Oh, yeah.
Do.
All right. Oh, thanks. My God.
Yeah. Zara can't get off the phone.
Literally quick enough. She can't get off the phone.
Running.
Go bye. Save yourself, Zara. Take care. Cheers.
See you, Zara. Good luck.
There you go. That was a slight sympathetic laugh. She's, and then
as soon as he laughed at his own joke, she just went,
oh, bye now.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, good luck. Yeah. Right. I have to get going now, lads, if that's all right. So there you go. It's not Wham. It is not, what was the other one?
King of Wishful Thinking.
King of Wishful Thinking. Great song, that
from
one.
Go
so
West.
They go on to the list on classichits.ie of all the wrong answers guessed so far. 22-5. You can have another go with Damien Farley. Still be a grand and 20 quid with him too.
Yeah, well worth having a bash. And of course, we'll just keep working on Michael about the clue. Is there any sign?
Any sign, no.
We'll see.
That means no.
No, not a chance.
No, absolutely not.
Robbie Williams here at Classic Hits. Let me entertain you. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Wednesday, 15th of January. It's just 10 past 8. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. And actually, Let Me Entertain You leads us very nicely onto this next bit, really, doesn't it?
Does, absolutely. Long drive ahead, lads. By Irish standards. I mean, it's only a commute for some Americans, but
yeah.
For us, we're headed to Cork, of course. My second city, my home away from home, really. And this comes up every time, lads, if you don't mind me saying. The three of us are drivers, fully licensed,
yeah.
Right? Carpooling, the environment, the whole lot. You know, there's a lot to take in here. So, I think if we should do what we always do and drive separately completely and ignore
obviously,
each other.
Totally agree.
I think we should do that. Let's make that decision now.
Yeah, yeah. No question.
Because there's a... You sacrifice too much. I'm so sorry, world. I'm so sorry. But it's... We sit here every day looking at each other. And then the antisocial element comes out. And I'm sorry, but I like having a party in my car. Can I ask you, right?
Yeah.
What, like, you're on your own, then you're going to Cork. Of course you will be. I'll be sitting right behind you. So what do you do in the car to keep you occupied?
Yeah, you see, I'm okay with my own company in the car.
See,
like
yeah,
that.
So am I. But what do you do? Do you have a routine? I'll tell you what I like. I get to wear stupid sunglasses, right, for a start.
Right.
I get to wear comfortable pants. That use it slag me over.
Wait a second, you have driving pants.
I have tracksuit pants.
Are you hearing this?
I have driving pants.
I mean,
yeah.
I've heard of driving gloves and stuff. I know that is a weird kind of thing.
To keep the car clean? Well, it's not that clean. Look, I don't need gloves.
Well, just as a matter of interest, what was the theory behind driving gloves? Grip or something?
I haven't a clue. I think it was cold, wasn't it? You know, when you get into the morning, years ago when it took like an hour to warm the car up,
right,
or whatever.
You have your own driving. I've heard of driving shoes. A lot of women have a preference for kind of like they keep a pair of flats in the car because they, you know, if they have to wear heels for their kind of stuff.
Loads of people have driving pants.
Driving? I've never heard of driving pants.
You have so. Loads of people jump into a nice pair, comfortable pair of tracksuits or shorts or something to drive a car.
No, never heard of that.
Weirdos.
So you'll walk to your car in your normal pants, will you?
No.
Change at the side of the road.
No.
Yeah, what are you looking at? Just put me driving pants on.
What are your driving pants?
Would you listen to me, you big, kick your beard out of your ears? Yeah, I get
But it's just like a normal tracksuit or some sort of specialised driving
tracksuit. It's probably a tracksuit with go faster stripes on it.
Oh my God. Sometimes, this is why I like to drive alone, ladies and gentlemen. This is exactly why
anyway,
I like to drive
so
on my own.
So apart from your driving pants and your ridiculous sunglasses, overly cool aviators or whatever they are.
You get to stick on an audiobook. I'm mad for audiobooks in the car. Like, and I've said it before, but it's so true. It's the only time as a grown adult you get somebody to read you a story. So you get to do all of that. And then I always give myself the last, say, 15 minutes of what I would consider a long journey, or 10 minutes even. Turning up some great songs and singing me heart out like a lunatic.
That's a routine for you. You do the same stuff all the time.
It's just the stuff I look forward to.
Like, for example, I know
Judgmental
Mike,
Jim McCabe. It's stuff I look forward to, if you don't mind.
I know the part of Mike's routine, no matter where he's going, is Mike's a fierce man for having to plan where he'll pull in for his coffee.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
There's an amazing service station, and I can't remember what it's called, but on the way to Cork from Dublin. And it's amazing.
Look, it's Mr. Pitstop Hogan now. This
it's
is him all
huge,
over, isn't it?
Huge, lads. It's really good. I can't remember what it's called, but it's deadly. It does
it's
lovely
Junction coffee. 8, is it? There's a Junction 8. I think that might be the one.
And where is that now? It's as you hit Cork.
What type is it? Is it an apple green or is it a thing with that?
Yeah, it's an apple green. They were doing construction to it recently. There was a Supermax in it, a coffee shop, the whole lot.
Those ones are great. They're proper
great.
Services. I love, love those proper services.
Man.
For you, PJ, you could pull into those places and have showers and everything.
Yeah.
You could, you know what I mean? And you could change driving pants and all sorts.
Irish people will go for a day out to a petrol station.
Absolutely.
That's it's a real uniquely Irish thing, I think. You'll go down there, you'll go in, your kids will get their burgers, you'll get your Costa coffees or whatever, and then there's like, you know, the play area, like you said. Daddy can go off and have a shower once a month or whatever it is.
There's a play area for PJ.
It's brilliant, so it is. Yeah, I'm all for that. I just love the isolation. I look forward
I have to. I'm kind of with Mike on the idea of, if you are doing a long journey, right? I should say by Irish standards.
Don't leave yourself out here, by the way.
I do like the idea of turning, planning the idea of a little pit stop. And nipping in and getting coffee and a sandwich or whatever it is you're going to get.
I know, but you're like a Buddhist driver, aren't you? Like, you sit there behind the car.
Wait a second.
He doesn't have the radio on or anything. He sits there in silence.
Now, lately. I don't high make speech. Any sounds.
He doesn't even do a high-speed yoga. He does...
Just because I happen to like silence, because I get none of it around you pair of monkeys every day. Just because I happen to like a little time. Where there's
but
peace.
Are you serious? Like, for 2.5 hours, will you listen to nothing?
I've done it in the past. Now I have gotten a little bit hooked on the podcast and audiobook stuff, right? So that does kind of take over now. But there was a time I could quite easily do a Dublin to Cork drive with nothing on the radio. Mainly because there was nothing on the radio. It was rubbish. But you know what I mean?
Yeah, but still.
Now he just listens to podcasts of his own voice going, empty your mind, Jim. Think about nothing at all.
Breathe in and breathe out.
Am I totally alone on that? Is there nobody else does drives where they just will, they're quite happy to have a bit of silence?
It's as weird a thing to do, yeah. I swear. It's
in this
odd
modern world where constantly we're surrounded by distraction.
Here's he's laughing at me for having driving pants, and the man just sits there looking out the window like an old dog the whole time he's driving the car.
You must have a clear conscience.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. I'm at one with myself. Well, I am on my own, actually. Now I'm on one with myself.
Oh, thank God. Lads, let's just thank each other.
Are we missing a trick, folks? Is there something else, people of Ireland, that we should be doing?
Oh, who knows? Well, look, they're going to say carpool and all that, but let's just thank each other.
Don't be ridiculous.
Lads, it's so nice that we like each other just enough that we can be rude enough to each other to say, I'm not sitting next to you in a car. Lads,
I'll
appreciate
it. Nobody even asks. It's just taken for granted.
No, I'm not going there. I'm not going there.
Vogue from Madonna here at Classic Hits, 21 minutes to 9 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Wednesday, 15th of January. And of course, there's loads of things that people sort of synonymously associate with January, right? There's the fact it's such a long month. Blue Monday is in there. Money issues, all that sort of stuff. But then there's the new you know what I mean? The fitness regimes all kick in. And the other thing about January is it's always the time that people start to think about
holidays. They start sitting down and planning their breakaway and all that sort of crack, you know, something to look forward to.
Exactly.
We all want something to look forward to. And like with January lasting about 730 days alone.
That's official.
Yeah, it's kind of important, but this is some scary stuff here. So millions of people around Europe, and I mean millions of people around Europe, office workers in particular, fail to take their annual leave because of the mounting workloads. And that means their mounting workloads thinks they're afraid to take their leave in case their bosses would look down on it.
Yeah.
And would go against them in the workplace.
I'm like that in here.
I know, but sure, look, this is the problem. I don't blame you. People are saying here, and this is a fact, they say, look, if they leave, there's nobody to leave the workload to and the whole place could fall apart. I mean, that's it. It would be utterly irresponsible of you to leave this in my hands. Outrageous. Oh, you can't do that, Jim. So this addresses you perfectly.
That's why
well.
I get, you know, all of those times when, you know, if the weather's bad or whatever, I get chained to the desk.
You gotta come in. You know what I mean?
Shocking.
There's people Jim, shouldn't even be here. You taking holidays at all is bad manners, if you don't mind
bad
me saying.
Bad manners, you're right. But no, like, but that's bound to have happened to you in jobs. Like, I mean, it happens regularly, every single year. I think I've failed to take my full quota of holidays.
Well, this is it. So, a third of people.
I'd say a lot of people. Yeah, a lot of people.
Yeah, a third of workers, and this is just to exactly sort of support what you're saying, leave 5 days unclaimed out of their 20 whatever days they have entitlement.
Yeah.
They leave at least five not taken because they're kind of afraid to, in a way. So, 1 in 10 office workers claim that they have to hand the work over to other people like that, like I just said it'd be very dangerous if you did that. And then another third of respondents said that they admit to having what's becoming known as a FOAL, F-O-A-L, which is fear of annual leave. Not today. They don't look forward to the holidays. They actually dread them.
Yeah.
Because of the sort
because
of stress
you know, the
around
thing
it
about
all.
It is, it's always, the reason is there never seems to be a perfect time.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It's like, somebody will turn around and say, yeah, but you have that thing coming up and there's the, you know, in an office environment, there'll be the end of thing reports due and there's the meeting about
that. Yeah.
And it's, you know what I mean? And that's what ends up happening.
I don't, I'll be honest with you. I don't really get it. Right? I don't. Because I tell you, this is how it works, right? This is how it works. Let's play the game. I'm going on my holidays 2 weeks. Is that all right?
Yeah.
And you go, well, no, you've got...
Oh,
you've
sorry,
got
right,
king,
okay.
Right?
I'll say, no, like, you can't because we're doing the big promotion or whatever. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, I won't be here.
No, yeah, no, but I'm saying that big promotion.
I know, I don't know what you're going to do. I'm after booking a holiday there. Tenerife. I'll be in Tenerife.
So you'd actually go, you'd take it fully, you wouldn't kind of say, listen, would it be okay?
Or I'd say, that's why I took the holiday, sure. I don't want to have any involvement in that. That's more stress. Yeah. Sure, I need a holiday after.
Right.
So they say that, like...
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say, I'm not sure you're typical, necessarily, of... kind of people surveyed in this.
Obviously not. But isn't that mad that now that 20% of people then, when they finally go on holiday, they actually dread it. They're not enjoying it because they're stressed of, did I do enough before I left? And what the hell am I going to be going back to when it's over?
Yeah.
That they don't actually enjoy their holidays at all.
But that happens all the time. You know,
scary stuff.
You have to prep for holidays. And I don't mean you're packing and all that sort of stuff or getting in shape for the beach. I mean, prepping your job.
Yeah.
You got to do the week or 2 weeks work that you're away before and then catch up after. Do you know what I mean?
I know. I see this the other way. So Jim needs holidays because he is this person. Everything he's just described is a real life problem for him. It is. It's a real life problem for him. Whereas I don't take holidays. I dread taking holidays because I'd miss out on watching him doing it all. And I've nothing to do if I don't come in here. I mean, I've nothing to do.
Oh my God.
I rely on ye lads to, like, you know, entertain me for the entire day. Why would I give that up and go on a holiday?
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
The Breakfast Table Quiz with Julie Kilmartins and Ennis in Limerick. 2020 is your year. Get the exam results you deserve with Julie's. See kes.ie.
Good week on the Breakfast Table Quiz, as we've been telling you, because everybody wins, even for playing. We'll give you a family day pass to Trebolgan for two adults and three children. You can go along and enjoy all of the activities that they have. It doesn't matter what the age is, doesn't matter what the weather is. They have all sorts going on. You can splash in their indoor subtropical pool paradise. Or you can go the adventurous route and try out things like the go-karts and zip wire, the combat laser, the bungee trampolines, all of that sort of stuff. And of course, if you're getting to stay there, Trebolgan has a fantastic free entertainment lineup this season, including everyone's favourite superheroes, PJ Masks Live.
Damn straight. I like the sound of those, boys.
Yeah, you probably don't know what they are, do you?
It's something to do with cartoons. Yeah. I'm not sure.
Pretty much. But anyway, if you've kids of a certain age, you'll know it. Absolutely. So here's what we have for you. How about 7 nights on a summer break for a family of six to Trebolgan Holiday Village? And you can go along, you can enjoy it all. Family passes to the brand new Trebolgan High Ropes course while you're there as well. That's the overall prize.
And 8 will put you into the lead. So 8 or more and you're in the lead. But like that Jim just said, you're a winner every day anyway. And Stephen in Stephen Norman in Dublin is going to play. How are you, Stephen?
Morning, lads. How are you?
Oh, good. Stephen, you?
I'm a little bit tired. Just finished a night shift.
Oh, really? Yeah. What do you do, Stephen?
I work for Ladbrokes.
Ladbrokes, right. I don't want to be too judgmental now, Stephen, but you do sound a bit tired.
I do, yeah, that's okay. You're not being judgmental at all. That's why I said I'd be honest with you.
All right, yeah.
Now,
yeah,
is this potentially going to impinge on the amount of correct answers you get?
No, I don't think so. I'm pretty good most mornings.
Brilliant. Okay, good. So I like still sharp I as like a tack, right? Yeah, good stuff. We'll do
this
our best for you, Stephen.
This man is backing himself. See what I did there?
I'd be an odds-on shot now. Let's call it that.
We should actually set odds about whether he's going to get the eight or not. We actually should.
Well,
somebody open a book. Somebody open a book on it quick.
Right, what do you reckon? Even money, says Mike.
Even money, yeah. 60 seconds we have for you, Stephen, to get, hopefully, more than 8 correct answers. That's what we're looking for.
Right,
the more the merrier, obviously, but at least 8 or more. Right, 60 seconds, here we go.
In Shrek, what actor voices the donkey?
Eddie Murphy.
Rook and Maul are terms in what sport?
Cricket.
It's rugby. In which US city was the sitcom Frasier set?
Seattle.
Johnny Depp played the fictional character in Pirates of the Caribbean. What was his name?
Jack Sparrow.
What was the name of the hippo in the children's TV series Rainbow?
Pass.
George, which number is flanked by 5 and 1 on the dartboard?
20.
Barbershop style of harmony singing is traditionally incorporated by how many voices?
5.
4. Who was elected Taoiseach in 1997?
Bertie.
Yeah, in which city was the TV series Starsky and Hutch set?
Pass.
It was Los Angeles. Which American singer known as the Godfather of Soul?
Ray Charles.
James Brown. The TV series Sex and the City is set in what city?
New York.
What is the name given to the offspring of a male donkey and a female horse?
Pass.
A mule. In the comedy series Friends, who is Monica's husband?
Pass.
Chandler. In which year was the Good Friday Agreement?
Pass.
Oh, 1998.
Oh, my God.
1998.
There were some sticky ones
in
there.
I tell you something, that was a tricky bunch now to get in the morning. Wow. It's in it. Yeah.
That was a sticky one, I tell you.
Asking people who the hippo and rainbow is. I should be ashamed of myself this time in the morning.
You should have just stuck to sport, lads.
Exactly. I would have
been all right with the sport.
Yeah, I know.
The best question was the name of a male donkey and a female horse. Yeah. And when Stephen said pass, I thought he was saying ass.
I did actually say ass. Sorry.
Did you?
Oh, Judy, well, give him an ass then.
It was mule, though.
Give him an ass. Yeah.
Give him an ass. Give him an ass.
Okay, you're going to get a point for an ass.
Yeah, everybody, if you get a bit of ass, then you should get a point for it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, though.
7, right, so.
Oh.
Off the bar
is right. Listen, Stephen, go and get your head down, have a good old rest, and enjoy the rest of your day.
I will. Thanks very
Cheers,
much.
Cheers, man. Take care of yourself.
Just a little shout out to my daughter on her way into school this morning with her aunt. Say hello to Hannah, please.
Yeah, absolutely. Hell yeah, Hannah. Well done.
And what's her aunt's name?
Rachel.
Rachel, right. Hannah and Rachel on the way to school. Good stuff.
Oh, and Josh. Josh will be in the car as well.
Oh, and Josh in the car
God,
too.
Don't forget Josh, for God's sake, man. Right.
Thanks, lads.
Have a good one, Stephen. Take care of yourself, man.
See you.
Cheers.
See you. Good luck.
Bye-bye now.